Angola, where the International Breakfast is taking place. A lot of folks still coming up this hour. We'll talk a little history, a little about academics, education, as well as some of the different people that make up Lorain and Lorain County. And joining us right now, we've got the Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also from Visit Lorain County, Jen Kennedy.
Morning.
Jen, I am jealous because Craig is holding on to the 2017 Lorain County Visitor's Guide. I don't know where you got this.
Well, I can tell you where I got it. I got it on at Craig's by Mill Hollow there. Craig's Market.
I brought one for you, too.
Oh,
don't
okay,
worry.
Great.
She'll autograph it.
This is a great place to look to. And on the cover, of course, we see in person the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Or in build. I don't. You can't see a building in person. I'm not sure how that works. But there's a picture of that on the cover. And I guess that's usually a go-to picture if you want to let people know what's in Lorain County.
Well, and it's a very special year for the lighthouse because someone has a big birthday coming up. The lighthouse turns 100 this year, so we thought it was very appropriate to spotlight our lighthouse.
Let's talk a little bit more about the magazine. Where can you get it?
Well, you can find it at probably over 300 locations here in Lorain County, as well as calling the Visitors Bureau. We have plenty of copies. We would like you to give them out at reunions. We would like people that are coming into town to know all of the great things there are to do, the places there are to stay, eat, etc. So we will hand them out upon demand, or you can get them at any one of our partners and members around the county.
When you look at putting something like that together, how do you weigh what to put in or what you might have to leave out?
It's a really, really difficult decision. We do have organizations, like I said, about 300 organizations here in the county that we consider partners. So we work with our partners to get the content and to put all the listings together. And really, we look at photographs, we really try to spotlight what's new, what's happening here in Lorain County, and all of the great things that we offer.
Matt, this is one of those, this is really an economic development tool.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's something with the new direction of the Lorain County Visitors Bureau, really wanting to focus on, driving economic activity throughout the county. And just want to compliment Jen and her team. And I know she worked in conjunction with our county administrator, Jim Cordes, and just really put together a great publication. But, you know, when you look at that publication, my first reaction was, why do I ever run into anyone who says there's nothing to do in Lorain County? I mean, there's all kinds of things to do in Lorain County. And, you know, this captures it really well and certainly provides all the contact information you need to know where to go and for things to do. We are so blessed in a beautiful county, just sitting out here on the lakefront. You know, this is something I think that most counties and communities across the country would kill for and would die for. But we're blessed to have the lakefront and so many great things to see and do in Lorain County.
Jen, when you put together a magazine like this, is it designed for people inside the county? Is it designed for people outside the county, maybe outside the state? How do you look at it?
Well, what our goal is to tell visitors, like I said, where to stay, where to eat, where to play, where to visit while they're in town. So a lot of times when people are planning reunions, family reunions, they'll be the ones that'll, so to answer your question, people within the county will be the ones to use the guide to help give people, that are coming into town something to do. But we have numerous people from outside of the county that we directly target this magazine to. So for instance, the fishermen that all came in for the Cabela's National Team Championship, we wanted them to have this guide in hand so they could see where to eat, what to do while they were here, because a lot of them brought their families.
Yeah, and that was an amazing event. I actually had a chance to meet with a lot of them. They were kind of waiting in the food line to register for the event. Over 500 fishermen and women who came in to fish in Lake Erie, and they were coming from as far away as Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and a lot of these folks had never been here before. The other thing I guess I really want to stress is that, they were probably spending upwards of close to $500 a day. They were in here for about 6 days total. And Jen, you had a chance to speak with some of the merchants, and the reaction was just great.
Yes, actually, the people that are involved in the fishing industry, bait and tackle, these people, when they came to town, they needed materials. They needed gas every day. So store fronts really felt... effect. For instance, that in 1 week we were able to make the sales that we have all year. So just by having those folks in town, and that $500 a day is a pretty good number about what the fishermen, when they came to town, spent. And you have to think they were here on average about a 6 to 7 day time period.
And this comes about because you have a company like Cabela's coming into Avon, setting up shop there, realizing that's a good location for that. Then they have this ancillary type of product, things that they do that kind of build in the whole region.
Yeah, they, Cabela's came in a couple of years ago. They had talked about doing the tournament here. We worked in partnership with the Port Authority, the Lorain Port Authority, a great partnership with them. We've been working together really well. And we had basically said to them that the Visitors Bureau, through the bed tax we received, it's not general revenue fund dollars, it's bed tax dollars that are received by the county when individuals stay in the hotels. But we said that we would be willing to have a challenge of, we would put $20,000 on the table if the Port Authority could come up with the other 20, which was part of the commitment that was needed to make the tournament possible and everybody achieve their goals. And the results, I told people at the last board meeting, I'm pretty laid back, but at that event that day with all those people here in Lorain County who hadn't been here before and were just thrilled with what they saw, I was very pumped, very excited when I left that meeting with all those fishermen.
Matt, I know you're involved with lakefront connectivity mm-hmm. here, and I attended one of the sessions in Sheffield Lake. You were there. What do you see as a vision for the lakefront from Vermilion all the way to Avon Lake?
Well, the important thing is that if someone comes to visit in Vermilion, we want them to know about activities and things to see and do, whether it's in Lorain or Sheffield Lake or Avon Lake. So that's a big part of the connectivity plan. We also want to make sure that we can kind of brand it as a region, I guess you could say, and connect everything together. But the big part is just getting people to come in here, enjoy our lakefront. There's some other things that are being looked at. We think there might be an interest someday, maybe trying to put an education type center on the lakefront that would actually educate people about Lake Erie and what's involved with that, make that something that both adults and children could experience, and to try to hold as many events as possible on the lakefront. But we want to make sure that we can get more people into the area so we can generate economic activity in the lakefront area, because when you draw that 50-mile radius, the fish don't necessarily come in and shop at the stores, so you cut off about half your market. So anything that we can do to bring more people to the lakefront, and we also think that can be a catalyst for helping with growth in downtown Lorain as well.
It's summertime. That's when people think of traveling or going someplace that they haven't been. What are some of the things that people maybe are asking to visit Lorain County about, or places, or where are you suggesting going? And
Fishing, taking advantage of our lakefront is what we really try to emphasize here in the summertime. So kayaking, paddleboarding, which is one of my favorite things to do. Fishing is a huge, huge attraction to this area. We are on some of the best fishing waters around. So fishing. Additionally, you can take the wineries, the local wineries that we have. We just really have such beauty here on our lakefront and our beaches, and we want people to come up and enjoy it.
And Jenna's done a great job of putting together, packages such as the Wine Down. She gives them really clever names. She does such a good job. But Wine Down, where you can actually check out the local wineries, talking about event venues so that folks can focus on the places we have that actually will host a wedding or a private party, much like the location we're at here today. And it's a sure thing is the way that she's branded the lakefront, focusing on the beauty of the lakefront and things to do. And she does a great job of branding those. I could have never come up with those guys.
People get to go outdoors too. They get to travel different trails, and there's all those throughout the county as well. And I was just reminded too by flipping through here that the Scottish Games are coming up this weekend too in Wellington as well. So you get a lot of other times of people coming from out of states, even out of the country as well.
This is a huge event, and actually we are selling tickets at the Visitors Bureau. We're really excited about it. We're really excited that they come to Lorain County every year. It's really a fun event.
And plenty of restaurants and food, because if people come here, not only do they need a place to sleep, but they need places to eat. So that's the other place that gets the benefit of all the visitors coming through.
We've got some really great fine dining places, some really great casual quick bite places. As we know, Jackalope's there on the lake. You can't beat that view. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, head on over to the Inland Disposal site there, bird for a little bit, then go on over to Jackalope's and have a cocktail and an appetizer out on the deck and watch the sunset.
And with the Visitors Bureau, we just recently completed our first ever Lorain County Restaurant Week. That was kind of a 10-day event that Jennifer and our county administrator and her whole team put together. And it was a big, big success. We had about 9 restaurants participating. I think the price point in most cases was $30, maybe $33 if they included wine. A great opportunity to showcase our fine dining experiences in Lorain County. And maybe you can tell a little bit more about the feedback we had on that as well.
We sold well over 1,000 meals that week. People were really, really excited. They were excited to try new restaurants. We had people coming in from Cuyahoga County to try all of our restaurants. People actually, we put sort of a challenge or an incentive program, and people tried multiple restaurants. The feedback that we got was awesome, and what we heard was that people want to do it again. Our restaurants were really proud to work together and to collaborate, to show off our dining scene, kind of expose all the great restaurants that we have in Lorain County. And we were proud, with the support of the commissioners, to get out there and tell the story.
You also get the feedback with social media. You're able to get sort of instant feedback, or at least you can kind of look at something and go, what are they talking? What, you know, what are they telling their friends about this event or activity? For the good and the bad, just so you can sort of get a temperature of that, which is something unique rather than just sort of someone filling out a card or maybe making some sort of other survey. There's sort of instant feedback to get a better registered result the next time.
We have actually used all of that feedback, not just with social media, but actually on our website, to help us shape some of the packages and some of the offerings and some of the direction that we are taking the Visitors Bureau and some of the package, like I said, the special offerings. So we're using that feedback. We're analyzing it. We're looking to see what was sticky, what worked, what people liked, and then we're kind of building on that to move forward. So it's just a constant feedback that we have, that we need to do a better job always at listening, because people tell you everything that you would need to hear.
Right. And it's just a way to make sure their experience is what you hoped it would be for them.
Absolutely.
So they can come back again, or tell others to come back through that. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning, sharing a little bit of the morning here out on Lakeview Beach, as we've been talking today with Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy, also Jen Kennedy of Visit Lorain County. You can pick up the new Visitor's Guide as well, with the birthday boy. Is that a lighthouse on the cover? 100 years for the Lorain Lighthouse.
Right.
And it's a great place to come and visit Lorain County. We enjoy it. And we'll have more coming up. We're going to talk a little history of Lorain, a little bit with the businesses as well, as our spotlight on Lorain continues on WEOL.